Today is the 12th of March 2022, or Saturday, and we are gathered as usual for the 24th session on mindfulness for beginners in English. I would like to welcome with much respect Venerable Bante Homagama Dhammakusala Thero to today's session on behalf of all the organizers and attendees. And I would also like to welcome all the participants, including organizers and attendees who are joining through Zoom remotely for this session. And just a kind reminder that this is a video on session. So any of you who may like to have the video turned on, you can turn it on. And anyone who would wish to remain with the video turned off, you may remain with the video turned off. The decision is completely yours. So the first in our agenda would be an in-session mindfulness practice as guided by our Bhante, and then we will proceed to the questions and answers session, and followed by a talk on mindfulness. And then there will be, if there is time, we will go for a small question session based on the talk, and then we can wrap up the session for today. So as a beginning step for the session, I would like to invite Venerable Bante to start off the session with the mindfulness practice as we have been doing in the recent sessions. I am handing the microphone over to Bante. Much merits, Bante.
Hello, everybody. So we will start with a practice session today. So I thought maybe we can do a mindful walking session. For this, you have to find some space, probably around 10-15 feet, where you can walk back and forth. When you have this space, you start walking. Now, usually when we walk, we try to focus on some activity or some destination. But instead, now we are walking just for the sake of walking. Walk back and forth and just be aware that you are walking. Again and again, you walk comfortably and try to be aware. Try to notice what you feel. When you do this again and again, you might start to notice various things from the surrounding. Maybe initially you will hear sounds. When you hear the sounds, you can be mindful that you are hearing certain things. Then probably you will feel your body as well. Maybe you are walking on a wooden floor. Maybe the floor is cold. You can notice these sensations while walking. Again and again, sounds may appear. Thoughts may appear time to time. But you can pay attention, become aware that you are feeling these things. You are noticing these things. So that way we try to walk comfortably while paying attention. When you do this for some time, you may start to notice little details. Probably how the weight is shifting from one leg to the other, which parts of your feet is touching the ground, and how the joints are working, how the muscles are taking the weight, you may start to notice. So again and again, we walk back and forth while paying attention, while being aware. Time to time, various thoughts may appear. Your attention will go to the surrounding things that you see, but you try to maintain your awareness in this process. When you hear a sound, you can be aware that you are hearing something. When you get thoughts in your mind, you can be aware of that. When your attention is shifting to the things that you see, you can be aware of that. Again and again, we walk back and forth while trying to be aware while trying to bring attention to this present moment. So that is the activity, mindful activity that we are going to do today. So I invite all of you to join and try to practice this for a few more minutes. Okay, now you can return back to your seats. So that was about 15 minutes of mindful walking practice that we just did. So every week we try to practice mindfulness for a while. And with that practicing part, we start our session. So I think now, Namanta, we can go forward to the next part.
Thank you so much, Bhante, for that insightful session on mindful walking. I would like to next proceed on to the presentation of the three reflection-based reports we have received for today. I would like to warmly invite Arusha to commence with the reports for today. Thank you, Arusha.
Thank you, Namanta. As you said, with your permission, Bhante, there are three reports to read today. I'll start with the first one, which is from an adult. Sitting meditation. Sat observing the touch of air moving past nostrils and upper lip. Noted sensation of touch becoming more prominent in nostrils during in-breath and getting less prominent at the end of the in-breath. Touch of air on upper lip was less noticeable and couldn't feel a variation in intensity during the out-breath. Continue to note touching sensations on each in and out-breath. Sometimes sounds would be noted and recognition of them as words or birdsong would lead to a stream of thoughts. After noting the thinking, attention would return to the touch of air in the nostrils. Practice would continue in this way, alternating between awareness of breath and awareness of thoughts until bell rang after 30 minutes. Mindful walking in daily life. Walking outdoors made a determination to be mindful of each step. Started by bringing attention to the lifting, moving, and placing of each foot, noting left and right as each foot was used. After about 10 steps like this, started to notice other sensations like pressure at different parts of the sole as the foot was placed and the weight of my shoe on the toes as the foot was lifted. Noted approaching a road and intention to slow down and stop before crossing. Once the slowing of approaching car was noticed, started walking again and continued to note pressure on soles of feet and touch of shoe on other parts of foot. Thoughts would arise periodically, but attention would return to feet within 2 to 3 steps of noting them. Also noted cold air on face and bright sunshine on eyes. Continued walking with attention shifting between feet, face, eyes, and thoughts until reaching home. End of report.
Okay, so when we hear this report, we can see that this practice is very much related to your day-to-day life, right? So you walk home, probably from some place or workplace, so you start walking. Instead of thinking about your day-to-day problems, instead of thinking about the destination that you want to reach, you try to be aware that you are walking. And you try to be with that process. So that is the very practice that we are doing. And when you are aware, you can notice that the sensations are there, the thoughts are there. Then time to time, the attention move to the sights that you see. But again and again, you are walking. You are aware. So if you do, you are walking this way, you are reaching home, you are reaching a destination, as well as you are safe. Because wandering mind, we don't know what will happen. Your attention is not here. Instead, it is somewhere else. But now you know that you are walking. You know you are crossing a road. You are aware. That very awareness is very much related to our day-to-day life. That is the valuable aspect that is lacking in our life, that very awareness. So it says about 50% of the time we are lost in our mind. So at this very moment, probably half of the people in this world, they are lost in their mind. In a way, it's a scary thought to think that billions of people, they don't know where they are. They don't know what they are doing. Their attention is somewhere else. So among these people, we don't go and complain. Instead, we try to be aware. We try to be present. We try to notice what we are doing. So that very practice you can continue throughout the day, especially if you know how to do it in your day-to-day life. Probably this one you are reporting about a walking session in your day-to-day life. So maybe a few kilometers every day you are walking, even inside your house, then at your workplace, then in between you walk. So these things you can be aware. Just try to notice that you are walking and you are noticing these things. So when you do like that, probably a calmer person is returning home, not the usual person that is always worried. Instead, a different person is returning home. So this is the very practice. Try to continue it for a while and see what type of a difference it will make in your life.
Thank you very much, Bhante. Report 2, also from an adult. Sitting meditation. Primary object, watching breath. Initially, in and out breaths more prominent on one side. In breath longer than out breaths. After a few breaths, this changed to out breath being longer, warmer, and then breath broke up. Elongation of face and neck noted. Parts of face and body disappeared. Breathing continued and then reappeared, but very subtle. Images came and went. Thoughts came and went. Pains noted. Watching pain change in place, nature, length, and at one point disappearing, and another pain appearing elsewhere. Noted mind directing it to area with no pain at initial stages. No change of posture required to deal with pain. Mind went back to breath. Meditated for 1 hour. Walking meditation. Primary object, sensations on feet. Noted hardness, softness, warmth, cold, pain, itch, irregular surface, sharp edge. Movement of each foot and stages noted. Pins and needles and cold sensation throughout the body. Change in temperature on top of feet compared to sole of legs observed. Thoughts proliferated at times, came and went at other times. Pain, sounds, sights, not distracting, just noted. Walked 1 hour. Report ends.
Okay, so when you are aware, you notice that these things are changing. This very change, you try to accept during your practice. Otherwise, we don't even know that they are changing. The breath is changing, thoughts are changing, the images are changing, sensations are changing. So you start to notice this change that is happening. So that is the nature teaching us. When you're aware, you notice this whole process of changing things. We call it flux. You can see that various things are appearing, then they disappear. Again, something else is appearing, they disappear. One thought is appearing, again disappear. Sensations are appearing, disappear. Usually your mind try to stop at a point and it will start a story. Now this is like this and it will create a story. But if you are aware, next moment that sensation is gone. That thought is gone. So that is why we try to practice this awareness again and again. Then you see that everything is changing so rapidly that you can't even create a story out of that. If you are unmindful, if you are not aware, then you will create a story. Probably due to something that you see, you create a story. The next person, he will come and say, no, that is not what happened. This is what happened. So the argument is there. But the practitioner, they see this change. They see this rapid change. So they take a step back and they just notice how fast these things are changing. If they are changing so rapidly, can I create a story? And so just you silently watch what is happening. So in that way, when you have your eyes open, you can see the real process. You can see what is going on around you. Even nature, the trees, sky, they will start preaching sermons. You look at a tree, you see this changing nature there. So these days in Sri Lanka, so many golden leaves on the ground. So you start sweeping and you try to finish a certain part. And after finishing, you turn back and see the area that you sweep before. And again, the leaves have fallen. So the nature keeps telling us, nature keeps teaching us. This is the process that is happening. The change is everywhere. If your eyes are open, you will see it everywhere. If you are ignorant, then you will not see. So once you are aware, you start to see it everywhere. Inside me, everything is changing so rapidly. Outside world also changing so rapidly. So in a way, you become neutral. Instead of reacting to these changes, you just become neutral and just observe. Just be aware again and again. This is what's happening. It is changing so rapidly. And when you become neutral, your mind is at peace. That is the peace we are after. That is the true happiness that we are after. It is not pleasure or pain that we are going after. Instead, this neutral feel. When you are neutral, you don't have a difficulty. If you go after pleasure, then of course the pain will come behind. It's the other side of the coin. Instead, if you become neutral, then no pleasure, no pain, you are at peace. So when you practice more and more, you realize that your mind is automatically voting, selecting this neutral nature. This neutral type of sensation that is it is selecting. Only thing you have to do is that continue this awareness, continue practicing. And when you do it, automatically your mind will find the proper place, the safe haven it will find. So that neutral sensation is the place that it will go naturally. And with practice, you can really notice it in your day-to-day life, in your meditation. You can again and again notice. I used to worry about these things so much. Now my mind is not so worried. I used to complain about these things so much. Now I am not complaining. Instead, I am moving forward. So that type of change will happen in your life. We just have to continue practicing this awareness.
Thank you very much, Bhante, for that insightful guidance. The third report doesn't indicate whether it's from an adult or a child. Begins, sitting meditation report. Meditation object breath, duration 35 minutes. Took a few deep breaths at the beginning and settled on the cushion cross-legged. Did a sweeping body scan and adjusted palms on top of each other and the position of the bottom on the cushion. Relaxed muscles, especially on the face. Noticed the in-breath as cool around the nostrils and out-breath as warmer. After a while, the mind had moved to another object, and once noting it, brought the attention back to the breath. Felt the movement of the air with the in-breath as slight pressure and the flow of air in the out-breath as calming and peaceful. From time to time, noted the upper body tilting very slightly forward with in-breath and tilting slightly back with the out-breath. Also felt the pressure of the palms that were placed on top of each other and more pressure and tightness where the bottom was touching the cushion. From time to time, the breath was noted through the movement of the abdomen rising and falling, and then the noting returned to the sensations near the nostrils. Towards the end of the meditation, the temperature difference between the in-breath and out-breath could not be distinguished. Couldn't actually feel the sensations around the nostrils as warm or cold. Breath was becoming shorter and less prominent. Noted that the out-breath felt effortless compared to the in-breath, especially at the beginning of the meditation. Venerable Bhante, I would really appreciate your feedback on how to adjust and move forward with the meditation. Theruvan Saranai. Report ends, Bhante.
Okay, so when you sit for a while, you can notice that it becomes more and more natural with time. Towards the end of the sitting session, it becomes more and more natural. And initially, probably you are putting a lot of effort. You are trying so hard. But with time, it is becoming effortless. It is becoming natural. So this is the evolution of the practice that is happening, right? When you try to train yourself with mindfulness, initially it is so difficult. You have to try. You have to put effort. Every day you have to spend at least 1 hour practicing the formal meditation, walking and sitting. But with time, you realize that even during your day-to-day activities, you are mindful. Even the sitting and walking sessions, they too come more naturally to you. So that is how the practice is progressing. Initially, you are putting so much effort, but with time, the practice is becoming stronger and stronger, and it is developing naturally. So that very initial part is the difficult part. So many people, they just, you know, complain. They don't want to go through this initial part. They don't like to put that effort. They don't like to power through it. Instead, they just complain. They ask questions that there's no progress. But with time, you realize if I power through this initial part, then the practice will come naturally to me. You just have to spend a few months doing it, putting some effort, trying to continue every day. And when you do that for a few months, then the practice comes naturally. naturally you are mindful. So that change you can even see within one sitting session. Initially, it is with effort you are doing. But with time, towards the end of it, you realize that it is effortless. It comes more naturally. So this evolution, even within one sitting session, you can see. So that is the same evolution that the practice will go through. When you practice for a few months, you realize now mindfulness comes naturally to me. So you just have to continue towards that direction. And when the practice is becoming stronger and stronger, what you realize is that sometimes you don't want to practice, but still you are mindful because your practice is strong. Sometimes even in your day-to-day life, when you are in trouble, suddenly you realize that I am mindful. I notice these things. Suddenly you realize that I am angry and I am about to react. Suddenly you realize that I'm sad. My mind is all over the place. Suddenly you are mindful. And when you have that awareness, it truly is a superpower. If you know you are angry, that is a superpower. If you know you are thinking while thinking, that is a superpower. So that is the strength of practice that comes naturally. But initial part, you have to put effort. You have to continue for a few months, few weeks. And when you do that, when you do that investment, then you see the return. So even your sitting session, that shows towards the end of it, it comes naturally. So again and again, practice and let it happen naturally. Now the mindfulness is coming naturally to you. So that's a very good sign that you're progressing. Now it is becoming more and more effortless. That's a very good sign. So continue your practice and continue to tell us, share us, share with us.
Thank you very much, Bhante, for that advice. That concludes the reading of the three reports we have received for today. But we now have a short period where if any of the participants have a question regarding the practice, regarding their experience, or based on the reports, you have an opportunity to raise your Zoom hand and ask your question, and Bhante will be able to respond. You can also type your question into the chat pane, and I can read it out on your behalf. So I'll give you 10 to 20 seconds to give an indication that you'd like to ask a question. It doesn't appear that we have any questions for today. So with that, I would like to thank Venerable Dhammakusala once again. Bhante, thank you very much for responding to the practice reports today. And with that, I will hand back to Namantha to continue the program.
Thank you very much, Arusha, for conducting the Q&A session for today, and much merits to Bhante for providing us with insightful guidance on reports as usual. Now, I would like to move on to the advice to beginners on commencing mindful sessions. And you can see on screen, the steps and advice for a beginner to get started in mindful practice sessions. There are two videos that a beginner can go through on our Nisarvane YouTube channels. So you can go through each of these videos. The first is on mindful walking, and the second is on mindful sitting session. Once you go through the videos, you will understand the basic concept and idea of what has to be done, what has to be your focus during that session. I think the screen is not very clear. Arusha, is it possible to maybe?
I've tried to reshare it, but Namanta. It may be just a bandwidth issue.
Okay, I will go through the verbal advice and share the information on the chat section in Zoom anyway. So the first item is to go through the YouTube videos, as I just mentioned, and gain basic familiarity on what has to be done on each session. And we prefer for mindful walking to be done first and then for you to go on to mindful sitting session. Once you are familiar with the content in the videos, you can allocate some time each day on each session. So you can allocate something like starting with about 10 minutes of mindful practice, or mindful walking practice, and then another 10 minutes of mindful sitting practice. And gradually you can increase this over the next few weeks if you are starting. And then you can do this for about 4 or 5 days, and you will gain enough experience to express your experience in your own wording. And then that's the time when it is right time for you to start compiling a report based on what you experienced and witnessed during each session. So one critical element of this practice is to put it into writing as to what you observed during those sessions. In this Zoom session held weekly on every Saturday, we are by habit presenting reports written in this manner to Bhante for Bhante's advice and guidance. And in those reports, you can, if it is the report on mindful walking, you can mention what you kept as your primary object of focus, whether it was the sole of your feet or whether it was the movement of the body. Actually, not what you kept as the object of focus. It will be the object of focus that came most prominent that you are looking at during those sessions. This will be mentioned in the YouTube videos. So you can write about the object and how you observed it, whether there were any hindrances from thoughts or surrounding noises or anyone talking from the background. And you can mention how you managed to keep the focus on that object and whether the focus shifted away into thoughts and other distractions and then returned back or reverted back to the primary focus object. And then you can put what you experience in your own wording, in your own words into the report. And when you go back to the mindful sitting session, you can you may have the breath moving in and out of your nostrils as the primary object, or you may see that the bodily sensations, maybe the abdomen rising and falling, became more prominent than everything else. Or maybe the body posture became more prominent. So it is all right for any of these to become more prominent than the others. And you can mention that in the report, what you experienced, what became prominent. And then when you maintained your focus on that prominent object, what happened and whether there were any distractions, whether you experienced the focus reverting back to the primary object or the most dominant object of focus. So likewise, you can put all this nicely in your own words into the reports and email to us through the email mentioned here or the Google form. So soon in the chat section, you will have all this information. And we will be conducting this every Saturday without fail to ensure that you have a continued support in a weekly format to advance your progress in mindful practice. The reports will be answered by Bhante with insightful guidance. Those advice and guidance will help you immensely for you to achieve quick progress. And the benefits of practicing mindfulness will become self-evident in your day-to-day life soon after you begin this. So with that introduction, I would like to invite Venerable Bhante Hom Agama Dhamma Kusala Thero to commence with the talk on mindfulness for today's session. Over to Bhante. Much merits.
Dear friends, so I think we can spend about 20-30 minutes discussing a little bit about the practice. So when we practice, sometimes you are confused. Sometimes you don't know what you are doing. But that is very natural to this practice. As soon as you become aware, you get confused. You can notice that your mind is all over the place. That's a good sign that you have started your practice. So in the beginning, we try to identify what is more prominent when we walk. We try to identify what is more prominent when we sit. So some of you might notice that while walking, I can feel the sensation of the ground. While walking, I can feel my heels are touching the ground. So that sensation, you feel prominent. While sitting, some people, they identify their posture. Pressure on my back, I can notice easily. For some people, they notice some kind of a heartbeat, kind of a vibration inside their body. For some people, they notice their breath. So whatever that comes naturally to you, you try to observe. You try to keep observing. And compared to this object, you can feel various other things appearing and disappearing. You can feel that your attention is moving to sounds. You can feel your attention is moving to things you see. You can feel that your attention is moving to thoughts. So compared to your breath, you start to notice the rest of the process. These things, they too happen in the present moment. So you just try to be aware. You just try to continue that awareness. So this breath or the steps, they are your safe home or assembly ground. When you feel those sensations, you know for sure that you are mindful. When you feel your breath, when you feel your steps, you know for sure that you are mindful. But with time, you realize, you notice that your attention is moving towards other things, probably towards your thoughts. Past incidents may appear. They too are natural in this practice. So can you be mindful that you are noticing these thoughts? Can you be mindful that these mental images are appearing? Can you be mindful that these past incidents are coming and going? So in a way, you try to accept these thoughts, these emotions, these feelings. That is difficult. Accepting these incidents, probably they are again and again replaying in your head. It is difficult to face. But this is a healing process that is happening. We call them mental wounds, psychological wounds. So when you practice, sometimes they start to appear. So if you like healing, although it is difficult, you try to accept them. You don't try to suppress these thoughts, emotions. Instead, you just let them come and go and try to be aware. Probably not on the same day, on the first day, but with time, little by little, you try to welcome them. You try to accept them. You try to let them come and go naturally while being aware. So if you can do that, then you realize this process is making huge changes in your day-to-day life. It is allowing you to heal these psychological wounds. And if you let it happen naturally again and again, with time, you realize that they are not creating a huge impact now. Instead, they just do become another part of the thoughts that are appearing and disappearing. These emotions do become another part of the emotions that are appearing and disappearing. So that is good progress in your practice. So it is natural, initially you are puzzled. There was this TV show long time back, which was called Kung Fu. And there was this young student who was called Grasshopper. So he came to his master and he said, "Master, I am puzzled." And the master replied, "That is the beginning of wisdom. You feel puzzled, you feel confused. Because you are aware, you feel so many thoughts appearing, disappearing. Because you are aware, you feel so many sensations inside your body. Because you are aware, you start to hear so many sounds. Sometimes even a ringing sound inside your head, you start to notice. As soon as you become aware, you become confused. You become puzzled. But you have to know, I'm noticing these things because I'm aware. I start to notice them more and more because my mindfulness is strong. So that is a very good sign that you have started your practice. Initially, this process will create a lot of questions. You will start to question everything. You will start to doubt everything. You will start to worry about these thoughts and emotions that are appearing. But you have to participate in these type of discussions. You have to present your experience about the practice. And the teacher, they will tell you again and again that these questions, put them aside. Instead, continue this practice. Try to make it a part of your daily schedule. Try to spend about 1 hour doing the formal meditation. Try to be aware during your day-to-day activities. So that is good advice. If the teacher starts to answer all these questions, it is a never-ending process. Instead, the proper advice is to let the questions be, keep them aside, and continue your practice. Keep the doubts aside and continue this practice. So little by little, you are going to a place where there are no questions, where there are no doubts, not by answering them. Instead, we are killing the questions. We are killing the doubts. When you see the real process that is happening, when you see how rapidly it is changing, then little by little you will realize that there's no point of asking questions about this. There's no point in doubting this. Instead, you become neutral towards this process. Various incidents may appear. Sometimes you think, finally, the pandemic is over. Now we can breathe. But suddenly, there's another war. Again, you start to worry. Will it become a third world war? You will start to worry. So these things are natural to world. You can't stop them. You can't fight them. Instead, you have to find some kind of a lasting peace inside your mind. So this is the very practice that will help you do that. In this practice, some people, they chase after things. They want the same kind of experience again and again. If I can't feel that experience, I'm not practicing, they are saying. But you have to make sure that you know the correct way of practice. What we are practicing this awareness, mindfulness. If you are aware, you know what is happening. If your mindfulness is strong, while walking, you know that you are walking. While sitting, you know that you are sitting. While eating, drinking, you know that you are eating, drinking. While certain thoughts are appearing, you know that I'm thinking. While emotions are there, you know that I'm angry, I'm sad, I'm worried. So that is the practice. You are not talking about keeping your attention at a single object. Instead, we are talking about continuing your mindfulness, continuing your awareness. The object of mindfulness may change, but you can still maintain that awareness. Objects may appear and disappear, but still you can maintain that awareness. So that is the proper way of practice. And when you practice more and more, you realize that I am accepting myself. I'm discovering myself. I'm discovering my inner world. Maybe for years, you kept ignoring it, but now you start to listen. You start to understand that I am this type of a person. My thinking pattern is like this. And these things are the problems for me. For somebody else, it could be nothing. For somebody else, it is not a problem. But you are programmed to think in a certain way. You are programmed to feel this world in a certain way. So you try to identify that. You try to identify, oh, I'm thinking in this way. I'm seeing, feeling the world in this way. That discovery is the most valuable discovery in this entire world, discovering self. Sometimes you understand that I am judging everybody. This is my problem. Sometimes you understand that I am lustful. Whatever I see, I feel lust, I get lust. So that is discovering yourself. Don't try to give a permanent label. Instead, keep observing. At the moment, you are jealous. Within few hours, something else comes. At a time, you are happy. Within few minutes, you become sad. So just keep it open. Try to maintain this observation. Try to see what is happening again and again. So this is called noble experiment. In this noble experiment, we don't try to reach to a conclusion. Instead, we do the experiment. We have our observations. What is the experiment? Being mindful. And the observations are, I felt this. Thoughts are appearing. I could feel the temperature. I could feel the pressure on my back. So that is the observation. In the scientific world, we try to reach to a conclusion. But in this noble experiment, we don't reach to a conclusion. We keep it open. Again, you are doing the same experiment again and again and again. You do your observations again and again and again. You write them down again and again and again. So it's a good practice to maintain some kind of a journal. Every week you are writing your experience. Mindful walking, mindful sitting, you write your experience. With time, you realize that you are progressing so much. Initially, these things were the problems. Now I know answers to them naturally. Initially, I wasn't able to maintain mindfulness like this. Now I have acquired that skill. So you can see your own progress, even in your writing side, even in your reports. So that is why we are recommending you to write your own experience. That is why we are recommending you to present it to the group. That is why we are recommending you to get advice and practice again and again. So the teacher's task is to encourage you to practice again and again. He won't answer all of your questions one by one. Instead, he will tell you that keep the questions aside and continue your practice. We are trying to reach a point where there are no questions, where there are no doubts. Not by answering each and every question, not by answering each and every doubt. Instead, you are questioning the question. Instead, you are doubting the doubt. That way, little by little, you reach a point where there are no questions, where there are no doubts. So I came across this story a few weeks back. It was about Michelangelo, and he was questioned at a time about his very famous masterpiece, the statue of David. And he was asked that you have created this incredible, world famous masterpiece. How did you create it? It doesn't feel human when we see it. Michelangelo, he laughed and he answered, "Oh, it was easy. When I take the block of marbles, David was already inside it. I just had to remove the extra pieces. I just had to remove them, the extra pieces, and set David free. When I started, he was already inside." So this is very much telling with our practice. When you start, there's David inside you. You just have to remove the extra pieces and let him free. That David is unique. You don't have to change him anyway. Instead, just let the extra pieces out and let him free. That is your task. So little by little, you are trying to set him free. You are trying to discover him. You try to identify, these are the thoughts that I am getting. These are the emotions that I have. And these are the problems that I have. You keep it open. Don't try to suppress anything. and such, just let them come and go. If you suppress, then mental illness. That is the result. Headaches, that's the result. So we don't want that. Instead, little by little, day by day, we try to accept ourselves. Day by day, you accept your emotions. Day by day, you accept your thoughts. And when you do that, you are unique. There are no two similar people in this world. You are truly unique. And in this practice, we try to accept that uniqueness. We try to welcome it. You don't have to become perfect. Instead, we all are defected. We all are wounded. Then you start to see perfection in these imperfections. You start to see a unique David inside you. That you can do through this practice. That you can do by being aware about yourself. So that's the idea for today. Try to discover yourself. Try to identify what type of a person who you are. Try to welcome him. Don't suppress him. Instead, just welcome those thoughts. Just welcome those emotions and let them free. So if you practice long enough, if you continue this practice, then you will realize for yourself. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much, Bhante, for that insightful talk on mindfulness for today's session. And as a support for all our attendees, if any of you have any question that you think you would like to raise, Bhante can reply to any such question. And I would like to give you about 30 seconds to raise a Zoom hand and indicate if anyone has a question. I think there's no one with questions for today's talk. So I would like to move towards wrapping up the session. Venerable Bhante Homagama Dhamma Kosala Thero participated in today's session representing Nisaranavane Forest Monastery. And I would like to thank and wish Bhante all the merits from this session for Bhante's own practice to keep on improving on mindfulness. And on behalf of all the organizers and attendees, we would like to have Bhante contributing in such insightful fashion for the next sessions in our program. Then I would also like to warmly mention Most Venerable Bhante Udayiregama Dhammajiva Mahatheru for requesting this kind of program to be initiated. And then I would also like to thank and share merits with all the organizers who are working hard to keep this session on an ongoing basis and at a level of high quality, which is the requirement for a mindful session of this kind. Then I would like to also thank all the participants who have been participating in today's session and share merits with them. Now, if the session on mindfulness is over for today, if anyone has any questions or suggestions or ideas for the program itself, in an overall sense, now you can indicate by raising your Zoom hand and let us know your opinion or suggestion. I don't think anyone is raising the hand. Before I wrap up the session, I have three quick announcements. I will share the screen for the first two notices. Okay, so you can see the website of Nisaranavane Forest Monastery. It is nisarana.lk. You can go on this website and find out a lot of information on all the programs, archives, audio and video on mindfulness, and gain a massive amount of information that might become useful in your practice. The second announcement is the Satipasala Foundation. Again, the website for this is satipasala.org. Here you can browse through all the phenomenal activity that is happening around in Sri Lanka and around the world from initiated from the Satipas Mahatheru. So with those sharing the screen, the third announcement is a cordial invitation for all of you to keep on inviting any of your friends or colleagues at workplaces who you feel might be interested in and might find it productive to engage in mindful activities in this manner. So you can pass the Zoom details and time to them so that they can also keep on attending these sessions. Now, with that, the session is over for today. I would cordially and warmly welcome and invite you to keep on participating in these sessions held every week on Saturday at this time. To keep on improving and practicing, putting effort into your mindful practice the practice sessions as we have advised in these sessions and also during daily life. So I wish all of you a happy and mindful week ahead, and I would like to end the session now. I hope to see you next week around the same time. Thank you.